What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of A Proper Dose with Nick Santora. Episode 13 today. We have a special guest in the house, my boy Sham, or should I say Shyam?
You got it right the first time. Don't worry, I'm used to it.
Funny thing about Sham is we met in the gym, similar to the story with Tyler. I actually met Sham through Tyler, but he's actually starting his own podcast, and it's cool to have him on here just to kind of show him how I do things and maybe give him some tips. I don't know what else, but I'm kind of humbled to have him here because he's strong as fuck. And
oh my God.
It's true, though, dude. Like,
I mean, we're all pretty strong.
No. No, there's levels to this shit, and we mainly talk about fitness on this podcast, and it's absurd how strong you are. Like,
that's squatting, at least.
Compared to, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, sure, there's some strong fucking people in the world, but in a local retro fitness, you're doing some numbers that are, like, unheard of. And it equal parts impresses me and pisses me off at the same time, because I'm supposed to be the strongest guy in retro.
Well, pound for pound, yeah. You definitely
are. How much are you weighing now, by the way?
I think I'm sitting at like 200 right now.
Oh, dude, I'm only a few pounds less than you.
Really?
That's embarrassing. As always with the podcast, I am drinking whiskey.
I have my water.
Yeah, I couldn't get Sham to drink with me, even though he owns a liquor store.
You kind of get sick of it when you, you're out around it all the time. So
before we dive into anything like too crazy, you own the liquor store that's by my parents' house, and I'm just curious, like, what kind of people do you get coming in there?
Dude, straight rednecks, let me tell you. The Irish people, dude, I think I see more people with trucks than I do with cars, like 80, 90%. And they have money, so I'm not complaining.
Yeah.
They're the people that come in and spend money, don't cause them any problems, never have to worry about someone stealing something. I get good clientele coming in there. So I'm not, like, you know, worried about the people that come in there. They spend money.
For sure. And I've been to that liquor store a few times. I want to say, what is it? Maybe 2 years ago, like, I was on my way to Atlantic City. I was like, let me pick up some bottles before I get down there. And I popped over in Pine Creek.
So
I'm not sure if you were working there.
Yeah, we took it over like 2.5 years
ago. Yeah, you might have been working. You might have been the guy that sold me the bottles.
Really? I don't even remember.
Now that I think about it.
When was this?
Oh, this was in like June, 2 years ago, 2019.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we had it then.
Yep.
Maybe I wasn't there that day. Maybe it was my dad or someone, but I probably should have seen you there then. We didn't know each other probably then. Or we definitely did, I think. I feel like we did.
We knew each other in retro, yeah.
Yeah, maybe we weren't that close. We knew each other. Like, I knew who you were based on your face. Like,
yeah.
But I didn't know, like, who you were, like, as a person.
It's fucking wild, man, how small the world is sometimes. Oh,
dude, that's nuts. When I told you that I owned that liquor store there, and then you were like, wait a second, I'm from that town.
Yeah.
Small world.
It's fucking, I love that town so much. Like, Ringo's it's where I grew up. It's a fun little, there's a lot of cool spots to go in Ringo's. Like, there's a shooting range in Ringo's. There's a rock climbing. There's a billiards hall.
There's a shooting range?
Yeah. Where, right next to the Ringo's? Billiards hall. Yeah.
Huh. I haven't explored it there, man. I just go there to work and come home, man.
If you ever get the chance, man, there's like, it's one complex and there's a billiards hall at the very end, I think, and then a shooting range, and then there's an indoor rock climbing. It's like in the same strip. And what's cool about that is you see me wear the same fucking sweatshirt every day. I go to the gym. It says Next Level Sports. A gym used to be there called Next Level Sports, and that gym was fucking dope.
That's pretty cool. I know Tyler's into shooting as well. We got to go one day, all three of us. I mean, I'm pretty rusty, and I'm trying to get better, but I didn't even know there was one in Ringo's.
Yeah.
It's good to know now.
I you know, I lived there for so long, I haven't even been there. Huh. And it's whatever. The rock climbing place is pretty cool, though. I don't know if you like rock climbing or anything.
I've always looked at videos and seen people do it, but I've never done it, actually. At least I don't think I've ever done it. I definitely would like to try it, but I feel like I'm way too heavy for that right now.
But here's the deal. you're fucking strong. So, like, a lot of these people, you see them climbing the rocks and they're struggling to pull themselves up. It's like, you kind of fly up the wall. Mm-hmm. The only thing about guys like us is we get tired.
Yeah. It's a lot of grip strength, I would imagine, right?
Yeah.
Rock climbing. I've seen a lot of videos online of people doing grip training for rock climbing and stuff like that. So, I mean, I think we have pretty good grip strength when you deadlift heavy or bench or whatever. So, should be doable. But like you said, the cardio is a little.
Yeah. When I get up the wall, I'm like, all right, I made it to the top. And then
it's like, all right, how do I get down?
You rappel down and then It's like, then you go to like to the more advanced wall where it like angles out a little bit, and you're like, oh man, how am I gonna do this? But you find a way, and it's fun.
They have you like harnessed and
everything. Yeah, they have you harnessed up. You have someone spotting you at the bottom. I guess, would that be called a spotter? I guess.
I mean, I would imagine he's there to protect you.
Speaking of spotters, yeah. I'm sorry I missed you guys at the gym last night. I heard it was a little deadlift party.
That was on Wednesday night. Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a lot of people deadlifting. It was weird. There was like 3 or 4 people deadlifting.
Really?
Tyler tried a PR. Didn't go too well for him, but I mean.
It's okay, Tyler. Next time.
Yeah, he got it off the ground, so he could definitely get it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
He'll definitely get it, but it's just a matter of day. You know, PRing, it just comes and goes. There's days where you hit an insane number, but then there's days that you can't even hit a number that you'll rep out with.
Yeah.
It just happens, you know?
And that's how it was the most recent video I posted. It was a Saturday. I don't deadlift on Saturdays. I deadlift on Monday. Uh-huh. We were down at this gym for a shoot for Brit, and I had one meal in me. Oof. And I was just, I saw the comp bar and the calibrated plates, and I was just like, my heart started racing.
Yeah, that's.
I was like, today's the day.
Yeah, you know? I saw you post a video. I thought it was only 4 at one, like when I looked at it, and then I read it, and I was like, oh shit, he pulled 5. Didn't he just come off surgery?
Yep, it was 5:18.
Yeah, that's nuts, yeah. Dude. You got like 6 in you easy once you get back into it.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, I'm hoping for 5:50 at this meet in April. I'm okay. Pretty confident right now I'll get it, but. I ain't touching you on squat.
Well, I'm trying to aim for that 600 squat. I think it's coming.
Fucking monster.
It's getting there. So, you know, low bars would help me a lot.
Yeah.
Because I used to do a variation of like high and low.
Yeah.
It was a weird combination. I don't know what I was doing. I mean, I was trying to do high, but then I would roll the bar down and sort of do like a good morning. But then this guy came up to me. I think it was Asif, actually. He's like, dude, why don't you try doing low bar? I think it was him. I don't even remember who it was. And I tested it out, and at first I hated it. I'm like, dude, this is weird. Like, I can't do it. And my knees are, like, coming, you know, outward. And I was just, like, doing a good morning, basically. And then I just stuck with it for a month or two, and I fell in love.
So, you know, before I had the hip problem, I've always had, like, a high bar Olympic squat. And then the more I got into powerlifting, I switched to low bar.
Yeah.
And for a while, it was working for me. I was low barring. I was putting up some good numbers. But then my hips, you know, in combination with heavy deads, like throughout the week, it was wear and tearing on my hips. So I was like, all right, something's got to go. And then I had the surgery. And then my first time trying to squat, I was like, let me see if I could still low bar. And the mobility in the shoulders gone. And it just, no. It wasn't comfortable anymore. So I went with what I know, which is a nice, good high bar. And I think I'm going to stick with that for a little while until I get my mobility back. I would love to go back to low bar. When I see you squatting in the gym and I see you have perfect low bar form, like the bar drives up, it's staying over your midfoot, and the fucking speed that it comes up is fucking unreal.
Yeah, that took a while to develop. Like the placement of the bar, like it was trial and error. Like I would have it a little higher, I would have it a little lower, and I found my exact sweet spot, and it rests perfectly on like my lower back.
Yep.
Or I mean upper back.
Yeah, right on top of the rear delts there. Yep, yeah.
Yep. And it goes up so smooth, you know, I don't have to worry about like doing a good morning or anything. Cause I'm already in a lower stance.
Mm-hmm. You have an inclined torso angle. Yep. Yeah.
And I'm just focused on keeping my knees spread out so they don't cave in and hit shooting up. That's it.
Now, when you're driving off the floor with your low bar, are you thinking about like where you're displacing that weight on your feet? Like, is it across the full foot?
That's, you know, I would have to say it's like the whole feet, like both. I feel it on both my feet. Like mm-hmm. I'm pushing off the feet, and I don't know. I can't, it's hard to explain that. It's hard to explain that.
Yeah, like I ever since the surgery, like I've always favored one side. Uh-huh. Well, even before the surgery, I was favoring one side because I'd have hip pain, and now I'm trying to figure out how I can like displace the force into the floor.
Oh, that's what you meant. You meant like if you lean towards one side or the other.
Yeah. Well, like, no, like when you're squatting, like you have your weight evenly distributed across both feet, right? Course. Yeah. Mine isn't that way. I feel it on one side more just because I historically favored one side.
Well, I mean, that's just natural. If you're like a right hand, if you're righty, then it's going to, your right leg is going to, you're going to use your right leg more. If you're a lefty, you're going to use your left leg.
You're left-handed, right?
Yeah, I'm left-handed. And
sweet. Lefties at the table.
And I'm a left kicker, whatever.
Yeah.
And so I do feel a little more weight on my left side, but not too significant.
Like, right.
It's just almost impossible to do 50-50 it's really difficult, but it's not so significant where I notice a huge difference. Like I'll have an issue with it or something in the future.
Yeah. Every time though, I'm in the gym. I think you squat on what, Tuesdays?
I try to do, well, I was running that program with Tyler, but normally it's on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
I don't go to the gym on Tuesdays. I try to do, I go to the gym like every other day now.
Okay.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and then I'll throw in like Saturday or Thursday mornings just to do accessory work, you know?
Yeah, my program hasn't really changed for the past 5 years. Mm-hmm. It's the only thing I swap in and out are accessory movements depending on what I want to do. So like Monday is always going to be deadlifts and hip hinge work. Tuesday is always going to be overhead press and vertical pulls.
That's one thing. Overhead press, I can't do them. You know, I strained my back one time doing them, and ever since then, I've been just too scared to do them. I mean,
really?
I wasn't even going heavy. It was just 135, and I guess the movement's not for me. I'd rather do a shoulder press with dumbbells.
Yeah.
I feel it, you know, isolating my dumbbells a little more, and I don't know, I enjoy throwing up heavy-ass dumbbells. So, I mean, teach your own. Or I would try seated barbell, but, you know, the gym we go to doesn't have it.
Yeah. So. Didn't they used to have one? I feel like they did at one point.
I'm not sure, but the Jersey Strong in Robbinsville has one, and I liked using that one.
I went to Jersey Strong with Britt one day, and I was not a fan.
You didn't like it?
No.
What didn't you like about it?
It's the atmosphere. Uh-huh. You know, it was very... listen, there's a difference between going to... I mean, who am I to say this, that training at a Retro Fitness, but in terms of like a health club versus a gym. So like going to Jersey Strong, it was like way too like clubby for me.
There's more like fuck boys there and Instagram, like whatever models or whatever you want to call
them. Instagram.
So, but I mean, Retro is not that much different, but we made the culture there. Like our little group.
That's what I'm saying. It's like there's a community at Retro between yourself, Tyler, you, like DJ. It's like guys that want to be better. And that are more like it's like a throwback to like the golden age of bodybuilding where you had like a bunch of training partners and you just ball bust each other.
Dude, that's the best part. I mean, when you're with friends, it makes lifting a lot more fun. You know, I mean, I know Tyler talked about this. Yeah. There's days that he was saying this, that you would walk into the gym, like, you know, all mad and stuff. And like, you know, you had a bad day or whatever. And then you'd see your friends and you'd be like, all right, you take a deep breath. Like, you know, I see my friends here. Like, it's going to be fun.
I get like hyped up because I know you're going to be putting up some big numbers. It makes me want to put up more big numbers. Tyler's in there going hard. You know, DJ, thing about DJ is like he's thirsty for knowledge. Like he always wants to know like the ins and outs of like certain movements and that stuff. Like it might not seem like much, but I appreciate that. You know, like it's better than going to some gym and be like, yo, like, you lift so heavy. How do you do that? It's like DJ's asking you questions about your form. And it's like, oh, that's actually an intelligent question. You don't get that at too many places.
Yeah, DJ's a smart dude. I mean, he's always asking, you know, like, how do you, like, what do you do this? Like when I'm benching, like, why do you tuck your, you know, shoulders back before you lift the bar? You know, little things like that. He picks up on the small details because those small details make a huge difference. And I mean, dude, he puts more hours than all of us in the gym.
He really does. There's days I feel like I go home the night before and then I come back and he's like still in the same spot. I can't tell if he has a different outfit on. I'm like, did he stay?
Yeah. I mean, dude, he's nuts about the gym. So, I mean, we all are to some degree, but yeah, he's there a lot more than any of us. I'll tell you that.
But it's fun when you guys are there.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I don't know what I like more, like the energy of like knowing I'm going to get a good workout in or the ball busting. Like, you know, if you ask me, like if I go to a random gym, like I don't want to talk to anybody. I want to put in the work and do my shit and get out. When I'm with you guys, it's like, I'm going to do my shit and they're going to make sure I do my shit and they're going to give me a hard time for it. Like, I love that.
Oh yeah. Like when I was on that program and I had I was doing seven sets of five, which is a lot of sets. I mean, cause you need to take a good amount of rest. Because five reps is still pretty heavy. And it's like at the borderline of cardio and, you know, heavy work.
Yeah.
And the time was running out on the gym. That was my biggest issue when I was running the program, squatting and deadlifting on the same day, that I would have to put like 2+ hours in the gym because it would just take forever, the rest and, you know, warming up to it. And I had almost like 10 minutes left to do like five sets and Tyler maybe like just bang them out. He's like, don't be a bitch, fucking do it. And I was exhausted. Oh my God. I was crying. I was exhausted, but I got it done. So that, like, back to your point of how we push each other. That's the definition right there of that.
Yeah. And when you guys PR, like you and Tyler, like it feels like I PR'd, you know, I get that same elation. I'm like, yes. Like,
yeah. One of us got a PR soon. It's been a while, actually.
Oh, it's coming.
I'm seeing Tyler. I think Tyler's going to be the one first one to PR at that deadlift because he pulled it off the ground. I mean, in my theory, if you could pull it off the ground, you pretty much got it. You just got to lock it out.
Yeah, I think what Tyler needs to do, like he has the strength to break it off the floor. His form is amazing. What he has to do is think about where the weak link is.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think it's his grip. What I think it is, it might be upper back.
Mm-hmm. But that goes to my whole thing of saying that it could be not his day, you know?
Yeah.
Your CNS could be fried that day.
And there's days where we go to the gym and, you know, I'm doing sets of five with like 240 on bench and it feels like 400 pounds. And then there's other days I got 315 on the bar and I'm like, oh, wow, that went up really fast.
For sure. And that really does humble you to, you know, like, dude, take a step back. Like, you don't have to always PR and lift heavy. Like, you know, take a breather back. That 240 feels like 400 for a reason.
Yeah.
You know, do that weight. Your body is still responding well to it. You're getting a workout from it. And then you'll come back only stronger. But a lot of people don't realize that.
There's a lot of, like, micro decisions that need to be made when you're in there. From the time you walk in, scan your key tag or whatever, to the time you actually get to warming up. Like, you have to think about how you're feeling. You know, how are you going to turn this into a good workout?
Yeah, for sure. Like, it's a mental thing. And I know a lot of people say music helps them. I know you don't listen to music, right?
No.
When you work out. I don't know how you do that. How do you go about that?
Well, what I tell myself is I have a singular purpose as to why I'm there.
Okay.
And everything else kind of becomes white noise.
That's respectable.
Yeah. So it's just me, whatever I'm working on, whether it be the bench or the, you know, the squat rack. I'm like, I got the blinders on and I'm sure there's music on in the gym. There's people talking. It just kind of fades in the background.
That's some next level shit. I don't think I could do that. I mean, if I'm lifting heavy, I just need some heavy music to just get me hyped and zone me out. And then afterwards, if I'm doing accessory work, yeah, then I don't really care. I'm not going to listen to music when I'm doing, like, you know, pull downs or something.
See, but I'd rather listen to accessory work while if I'm doing.
Oh, really?
I'd rather listen to music while I'm doing accessory work. Let me rephrase that. Huh. Because it doesn't require my 100% attention. Sure. Yeah. You know, you need to be diligent with your accessory work, but, you know, I can stop for a minute, change the song, or I can, you know, kind of jam out a little bit. But when I'm doing fucking heavy, like my compound lifts, like my working sets for the day, the shit I came there to do, it's all business.
Yeah, that I understand that. For me, it was like I said, like if I'm pulling like a heavy deadlift or something, I like to get hyped up for it.
Yeah.
And of course, you guys are there to hype me up. But when you have some like heavy ass death metal playing, that kind of helps you up too, hypes you up too. And accessory work, I just do for fun. Like I don't like, you know, I mean, yeah, I try to take it seriously, but, you know, it's to get a nice pump, feel a little better, sculpt your body a little bit, you know, because I don't want to just be a fat, you know, blob.
I'm way ahead of you there.
Well, I'm pretty fat right now.
Maybe I'm not the guy to take advice from.
Well, you were lean pretty in the back of the day.
That's the thing. It's like, I was lean. I can get that lean again if I wanted to, but why? What's the purpose right now?
Yeah, you're sacrificing one thing or the other. Like, you know, if you're lean, you're not going to be as strong. If you're fat, you're going to be strong, but you're not going to look that. I mean, you got to just find that middle point where you're happy. Like you're not
the
too
keyword,
skinny.
Keyword today is balance.
Yeah. So perfectly balanced.
Being able to balance your, what you enjoy in life, but also feeling confident in your own skin.
Of course.
And it's hard. I was super lean, but that limited a lot of the things I could do. I'd go to the bar with friends and I had to be very cognizant of how much I was drinking. If I knew I was drinking that night, it's like, all right, where can I cut those calories out from the day? How much cardio do I have to do the next day?
That's true.
It's like, that's a lot of mental gymnastics I don't care to do anymore.
Oh yeah, definitely.
And then it's embarrassing, like when you're only squatting 315 for five and it's a struggle.
Hey, that's still pretty good weight according to commercial gym standards, right?
But it wasn't satisfying enough for me.
That's another thing. Like, that brings me back to something that you're saying you're not satisfied with. I'm just never satisfied. That's the mentality I have. You know, when I hit a PR, people are like, "Oh, yo, you hit a 500-pound squat, 510-pound squat." I'm like, "Oh, I could have did more. I could have did more." Like that's a mentality I have.
Yeah.
You know, like I could have pushed myself a little more.
My brother always asked me. He goes like, "When are you gonna like tone it back? Like when are you gonna be like, are you gonna hit 600 and you're gonna, all right, that's enough. I can go back to doing something else." Like, and you're right. There's always going to be more. And you mentioned death metal earlier. Like, I listen to a lot of hardcore, a lot of heavy shit, but that's like daily music for me. Like, it's not like hype up music. That's just what I listen to. I listen to like, there's a band, Hatebreed. I know everyone's going to bust my balls. I listen to Hatebreed, but fuck you. But they had an album back in the day and it had a song on it. It was called Satisfaction is the Death of Desire. And that song title, it rings true. Like, the moment you're satisfied is the time, like that's when you stop wanting to be better.
Yeah. Never be satisfied in the gym or in life in general, man.
No.
You know, you want to always be hungry.
Like, you and your family run the liquor store. You know, before we started the show, you were talking about expanding. You always want more.
Yeah, of course. You never want to be satisfied. That's anything. Like I just said, I mean, when you're satisfied, you're done. Like, no, I'm not at that point in my life. Maybe when I'm like old and retired, then maybe, but right now, no.
I want to set up the next generation. Like, I want my kids to be like, I want them not to have a hard life, but I also want them to know the importance of, you know, doing it for their next generation.
Yeah, that's a smart approach.
Yeah. But I don't want to struggle. I don't want to struggle with Brit, you know, like making ends meet or something. I don't want to struggle internally with myself. Like, I want to be able to, because the way I look at it, like, let's say, and this is going to sound so like trivial to the people listening about like when it comes to the gym, but like you hit those numbers, you feel good about yourself, right? Sorry, cat jumped on the table.
He wants to say hi.
Yeah. You hit those numbers, you feel good and you feel better about yourself. And when you feel better about yourself, that trickles into other aspects of your life. And that's the most important thing. It's taking that success and attributing it to the next part. Like if you're still in school, you know, you have a good gym session, I guarantee you're going to do well in your next class.
Oh, of course.
You know, you had a great workout the night before, the next day at work is going to be a breeze.
That's another thing that brings me back to the whole satisfied thing. Like the gym, it makes you a better person, I feel like.
For sure.
Like, after a good workout, I just feel good. Like, I come home with positive vibes, and I feel good, you know? And, yeah, you're going to have bad workouts as well, but
yeah.
I try to focus more on the positive ones, and when I have a good positive lift, I feel great. Like, I'm mentally and physically, I feel great.
You're not always going to have the best workout, like you said, and there's been times I let it eat at me. Like, there was one day I was deadlifting, and you know, something as light as 405 was not moving the way it should. So I kind of threw a temper tantrum. I started hucking 45-pound plates like off the bar. I'm like, fuck this shit. But, you know, it just wasn't my day.
Yeah. But like I've had days like those too. And when I do fail a lift or a lift feels too heavy than it should, I come back hungrier. Like mm-hmm. I'm like, all right, I could definitely do better than that, you know? And that fuels me. Like the failure sometimes fuels me. And a lot of people aren't like that. When they fail, they get demotivated. Like, oh, you know, but that should just motivate you more to wanting it more.
So the first time I squatted 455, I got stapled.
Like you just fell or?
I went down and I got crushed on the pins.
Oh my God.
And I was like kicking myself and my brother, you know, the next time I was coming back to that number, my brother went, take the safeties off.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, dude, like what happens if, you know, I get stapled again? He goes, take the safeties off and you won't. And he was right. For everyone listening, do not follow that advice.
That's built different right there.
Yeah. He just said like, you know, you got to put yourself in that fight or flight situation. Like if you want it and then it'll come to you.
Oh, you definitely want it there or else you're going to get
exactly. Otherwise, something. I'm going to be, you know, having a hefty hospital bill.
I don't think you're even worried about the weight. You're pushing it up like, oh, I don't want to, you know. die.
And, you know, I've talked about this on earlier episodes of the podcast. I've hit PRs completely hungover.
Really?
The reason, because I'm not thinking about the lift. I'm not getting in my own head. I'm thinking about not throwing up mm-hmm. or like trying to stop the room from spinning.
So that's a good thing, because sometimes people overthink a lot when they're
100%
heavy. And then you said you're coming in the gym hungover, so you have something else on your mind.
Exactly.
So you're not even worried about the overthinking part, and that's why you're able to lift heavier.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing, I guess.
And the first time I pulled 500, I was on a bender the night before. I could smell it like on my skin. And I was like, just don't puke. And I didn't know there was, you know, 5 plates and a 2.5 on each side. I just went and picked it up. And I was like, oh, shit, I just pulled 500, you know?
Like, you know what? I feel like Tyler does that a lot. Like, he was running that program and he missed loads of weight all the time. He's like, oh, fuck, I did 10 pounds more. I'm like, well, at least you did more. Like,
exactly.
That's a good thing.
That's like a positive mistake, if there is such a thing. But yeah, you and Tyler, like, you guys are the younger guys in the gym. You guys are strong.
I feel old now.
Shut up. Shut up. What, did you just turn 25?
I just turned 25, like 3 days ago.
Fucking child.
Well, our group chat's got, what do you call it? We got a lot of young guns in there.
Yeah.
And then some old guns.
And what is it? Christian's the youngest,
yeah,
right?
He's 21.
21, I fresh think, baby face.
I don't know if you know Dan, right?
Yeah.
The other one. Yeah, I think he's younger.
Dan?
I think he's 20.
Really?
Yeah, but I don't know what time he comes to the gym anymore. He doesn't come at night.
He came on Thursday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't come Thursday to the gyms.
Thursday's my squat day. And so Britt was doing legs as well. So Dan and Britt were, what's it? They were sharing the hack squat.
That's nice.
I hate that hack squat at Retro.
The yellow one?
Yeah. Well, everything's yellow in Retro.
Yeah, that's true. That was a stupid statement. But that, you know what? I hate that color. But like I told you earlier, the only reason I still even go there is because of you guys.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'd probably go to another gym.
I mean, you have a sweet home gym.
That's what I'm saying. I lift at home and I like it, but I like coming to the gym and working out with you guys, like, you know, getting hyped up by you guys. And there's only so much you could do at a home gym. You know, there's limitations. Obviously, I could do the 3 main lifts, but you can't do a lot of accessory work or, you know, other things. And I don't have all the weights that I want yet.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are out of stock or they're too expensive. So I'm holding off on that right now.
So what I'm thinking of doing, I got a competition power bar and I got a like a squat stand from Rogue with the safeties, and I built a platform, mm-hmm. you know, squat, bench and deadlift. No problem.
Oh, you built it?
Yeah. Yourself? I built the platform.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's nice.
It was pretty easy. You know, there's tons of guides online. It's just like 2 4x8 pieces of particle board. And then you get a stall mat, cut it in half, put it on one side, and then a sheet of 4x8 plywood in the middle, and then you just drill it down.
I got to build one day.
Yeah.
But I've been just deadlifting off my horse stall mats. They're like 100-pound mats and 3/4-inch thick, so there hasn't been any issue.
So now imagine those horse stall mats on top of like 2 layers of plywood and bolted.
Oh, they'll be real secure then.
Yeah.
No issues with the ground getting cracked or anything like that.
I have an adjustable bench, which I like. Uh-huh. But I think I'm going to get a competition bench just so I have one.
They're expensive.
And then all I need is some calibrated plates and I'll be set.
The weights are more money than the equipment. That's the sad part.
Well, know? I'm such a like an equipment snob.
Yeah.
And like I need these calibrated plates. Like I just need them. You know, I have enough pound plates at home where I can work out, but my OCD gets the best of me. They're all like misbranded, like different brands.
I know you were talking about the differences between calibrated plates and what do you call it, the pound plates?
Sure.
But like what's the biggest difference that you see?
Calibrated plates are thinner.
Yeah.
And well, first off, they're within like 10 grams of their stated weight. So there's been times like if you go to a gym, you grab one of those Intech 45s, throw it on the scale. It might be 47 pounds. Yeah, it might be 44. These will, if it says 55 pounds, it guarantee you it's 55 pounds.
Yeah.
And because they're so thin, they take up less sleeve length of the barbell. And so that changes the leverage of the pull. So if you have more weight closer to the center of gravity, you know, if you're pulling on a stiff bar, it's going to be a little bit harder. But if you're pulling on like a deadlift bar, you know, you still get that tug out of it. Mm-hmm. But it just loads the center of gravity differently. Like you'd have to experience it.
I haven't pulled anything on a calibrated like weights yet. I definitely need to try that out.
You should. It's
what gym has it around here? Diesel maybe, right?
Diesel has calibrated plates. I don't know if they keep them locked up because I see people use them. Uh-huh. But and then when I'm there and I'm looking for them, it looks like they're locked up.
They're expensive, right?
Yeah, they are expensive.
They're like fucking what, like 400 pounds, like $400 per like plate or something?
Well, 45? Rogue has a deal where you can get like 2,000 pounds for like, or not 2,000 pounds. It's like seven pairs of the 55s and then one pair of each, which is, you know.
That's insane amount of weight.
Yeah. It's like $2,000 and then plus shipping, probably another grand on top of that, but how much worth it.
If they have it in stock right now, dude.
Rogue nah, is, out.
Yeah, Rogue doesn't have anything in stock, man.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
Well, that's the thing about this whole quarantine. It like it made the home gym revolution like a thing.
I bought so much equipment and flipped it like the businessman I am. But like, no, I would buy, like I bought a power rack. It was a over power rack, like meaning that you don't bolt it onto the ground. So and it was a big one. So I was like, oh, I'll be fine. Like, you know, I build it from the ground up and it'll be stable. But once you start throwing like 400 pounds, 300 pounds, it starts shaking a little bit. You know? So I was like, you know, this definitely doesn't seem like a safe power rack for me. So I put it on Facebook Marketplace and it sold. It was nuts. I got messages in like 35 minutes of putting it on. And people paid me $200 to $300. One guy paid me $200 more for that power rack than what I paid.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm not going to say no. Like,
I found some good buys on Facebook Marketplace, but my buddy who owns a gym in Hillsboro, he started a new Instagram page. It's called Gym Equipment or For Sale, something like that. And he has good equipment. And when it's time for him to swap it out, you can't beat his prices. And he's also a welder, too.
Oh,
so he makes, nice. Like, he'll sell, like, plate racks. He made me a pair of farmer's handles, which are fucking nice. And he also he started making his own plates.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Those horse stall mats are also pretty rare now too. I don't know if they're back in stock now.
Just go to Tractor Supply.
That's where I got mine from, but they were out of stock for a while because people were
buying them up. Them,
yeah, buying them for home gyms. And I felt bad because there's like actual people that like farmers that need them.
Well, I will say this is a dumb business move on my part, but before the quarantine ever happened, like you and I would talk about, you know, home gym equipment.
Yeah.
I've always wanted a home gym and I had mine complete the start of the quarantine. I got messages like, hey, I'll pay you if I can come work out at your place.
There is no way. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I was like, either, yeah, you don't have to pay me. You're cool. Come on over.
Yeah. You know, it's, like, you know, if it's a friend or something, I'm not going to say like, dude, I'm not going to charge you like to make what, like 10 bucks. Like.
Exactly. But then the other, I didn't want the headache of other people coming by. Yeah,
that was it. My thing too. Yeah. Like, you know, I don't mind a friend coming every now and then to work out. Like Tyler actually came. You got to come one day.
I definitely
do. Tyler came to work out one day. We hit chest and he loved it. He fell in love with the bench and the bar. Cause you know, the commercial gym bars are garbage.
Oh my God.
I got trash. The ones from Texas. I got a Texas power bar.
And you
Texas,
got a deadlift bar too. Yeah,
Texas deadlift bar.
Savage.
And those are, dude, it's like gold right now. You can't find them anywhere. Like,
nope.
I saw people were ordering them in like January.
You see the lead time for it? It's like 6 months.
Oh my God. It's nuts. I had people literally ask, they were going to give me a double for, let me get back to my earlier point. When I put my power rack for sale, when I took a picture of it in my basement, it got the background pieces in it too. Like, you know, like bench in the background and my barbell and all that. People were asking me like, yo, what? Can I have that bench in the back? I'm like, dude, no, I'm selling the power rack, not the bench in the background.
So I got lucky at the start of the quarantine. My friend Justin, who's a fucking monster, by the way.
Uh-huh.
He like, you know, deadlift 800. Oof. Yeah, he's just a large human. He was moving to Colorado and he's a certified strength and conditioning coach and he trained clients out of his garage. He's like, hey, I'm moving to Colorado. I'm getting rid of a bunch of shit. He's like, if you want it, it's yours. I was like, how much? He's like, just come pick it up.
Really?
Yeah. That day, you know, I got like three pairs of 45s, a pair of 35s, a fucking Aerodyne bike.
Wow.
Yeah. It was great.
Those bikes are legit, man.
Yeah.
That's like a nice cardio equipment.
That I don't use. I figured. If, you know, if I was back home, I would. And eventually when Britt and I get our own house, you know, that's priority number one is where can we put the gym equipment?
Yeah.
Because I have
a good basement or garage. Maybe.
Yeah. I have a Rogue Ohio power bar. I got a Rogue squat stand with the safety arms. I got a Elite FTS like safety squat bar.
Oh, okay.
I got about 600 pounds of plates, my own platform. I got an adjustable bench, and then I got the Aerodyne bike, And I think I'm going to buy the, my mom has like a pair of like the Bowflex adjustable dumbbells.
Oh, okay.
I might just take those from her. Dude,
dumbbells are stupid expensive right now. People are selling them for like, what, like $2.50 per pound. They're overpriced like hell. And people are buying them. That's the sad part. So I ordered mine in August and I got them in, I think, mid-January.
Yeah.
So
where'd you order yours from, Rogue?
No, it's called Frey Fitness. I just got up to 5 to 50. Because I just use them for accessory work, and they're so expensive. I don't want to get 50 to 100. I mean, it was like an extra $2,000.
Right.
I was like, I'm not like, I probably won't even use them that much, you know, to do what, like incline dumbbell press. Like, I mean, I'd rather just use, you know, the 3 compound movements and use the dumbbells for accessory work.
Speaking of cool gyms in the area, and like you brought up dumbbells, and it just made me think. There's a gym that opened up in West Windsor. It's called Ludus.
When did it open up?
I don't know when it opened up, but
Ludus?
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
I'll show you after we finish recording here, but it's a fucking nice gym.
Like, is it a commercial gym?
No.
Or, it's like a private gym. So yeah. It's probably got nice.
They got all Rogue racks, a fucking Pit Shark, reverse hyper, GHD, you know, everything you can imagine.
How far is it from?
From here?
Yeah. Like from like our retro and stuff.
From your retro, it's about 5 minutes.
Really? It just opened up, huh?
Yeah. The only thing that my only complaint, and I've talked to the owner about this, is the hours. They close at 8 p.m.
That's
it's like, for me. You know, I work late. So by the time I'm ready to go to the gym, they're closing up.
Yeah. That's when I'm literally getting ready to go to the gym. Yeah. Like 7:38.
But dude, like you cannot beat that gym in this area.
Are they closing early because of the whole COVID shit?
I think so. I really don't know. And I'd love to have the owner on the show eventually, because his gym's fucking nice. He gave Britt and I a week free.
Really?
To check it out.
Yeah, I got to see this.
Yeah, and I've never been so happy to have like a nice gym in the area. You and Tyler would fucking love it.
If it's that close to retro, we got to check it out.
Yeah, it's just finding the time to do it. You know?
Yeah, you said it closes early. That's... Yeah,
I have to check their weekend hours, but it'd be cool maybe like me, you, Tyler, on a weekend, we just
go there and hit. Pull some nice weight.
Yeah.
Squat some nice weight.
He just bought a deadlift platform like the Rogue one with the band pegs.
Okay.
So, yeah, he just set that up. Hey, buddy.
Cat disturbing us.
Yeah. For everyone listening, I have a cat. His name's Felix. He's been meowing the whole time.
He wants attention.
Yeah. And he's currently sitting on my table in front of my mic. I hope he meows into it. But he's a good boy. Yeah, dude, the gym's nice. He has the rubber Atlas stones that Rogue sells.
I'm surprised I never heard of this gym. Do you know when it opened up? Just recently, you said.
I really don't know. I would have to ask Britt, because he reached out to Britt to see if she wanted to come and like promote the gym and stuff. And I took one look at the gym. I'm like, fuck yeah, we're going. Like,
dude, private gyms are so much better, man. If Diesel was closer, I would love to go there.
Diesel is amazing.
I drive so much every day. I'm just sick of it. Like, you know, when I get home, I'm not trying to drive another 25 minutes to get to Diesel Gym and then 25 back.
Right.
Retro's 5 minutes for me. So you can't.
Is it really 5 minutes for me?
It's like 5 to 7 minutes.
So Britt's parents used to live they live in East Windsor.
Uh-huh.
And the gym's around the corner from them. So before me and Britt were living together, I used to work on 130. So I'd pick Britt up and we'd go to Retro East Windsor to work out. And then I'd go home. Now that we live together, we picked Hamilton because the powerhouse that was in Hamilton was fucking hardcore. They had calibrated plates too.
Okay.
They were 5 minutes. And then during COVID, they shut down.
They're still closed right now?
Yeah, they're done.
Oh, man. They went out of business? That's fucking awful. Awful.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous, man. I mean, I don't understand why they can't. You know what? Gyms are meant to strengthen your immune system.
Yeah.
I mean, if they're really that scared, make people wear masks, fine. But why are you going to close them down, you know?
My whole thing is if you're like, you know, I had Rob Frank on the podcast and he says like, if you're scared or sick, stay home.
Pretty much.
You know, but if you're feeling healthy and you're not worried about COVID, go to the gym. Because like, instead of promoting wearing face masks and like, hand sanitizing, like, first of all, we shouldn't need a global pandemic to practice good hygiene, number one.
Dude, that's literally what I've been telling some of my friends.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, you don't, like, if you need someone, like, the government telling you, yo, wash your hands, keep your distance, or cover your mouth when you cough, then, like, what are you doing? Like, you should know to do those things without them telling you to do
100%. And then, like, if you should, like, instead of promoting wearing a mask, promote people living a healthy lifestyle.
Exactly.
You know, eat good foods, you know, bundle up when it's cold out.
Exactly.
And work out, you know, get healthy.
That, I mean, I'm going to knock on wood here, but I don't really get sick. And I'm definitely just jinxing myself right now. And the gym helped a lot with that because, like I said, it strengthens your immune system, man. There's a lot of germs and bacteria in the gym. I mean, it's, if you think about it, it is a dirty place, and you build your immune system. And I don't get sick. I don't know if it's because of the gym or, I mean, obviously I take care of myself. I eat right and,
yeah,
you know, do all that stuff. The cat is really, yeah, he really wants attention.
Nah, he's hungry. Oh, he's wants hungry to eat. What, see, when? I said the magic word.
When is, oh, he's turning my phone on. Look at, yeah, that.
Get off Sham's phone. Oh, yeah. Apologies, by the way, for saying Shyam. I
dude, I've gotten it my whole life.
I know, but I feel like such a dick when I said that, and you were like, it's Sham.
Dude, I get it so much that it doesn't even faze me at one point. You know, when I was younger, I used to get so mad and be like, oh, these people, they can't pronounce
these
my
white
name.
People.
They can't pronounce my name. Like, sorry, my name's not Joe or Bob, like, you know. But now it's just to the point where, you know, like, whatever. I don't care.
Yeah.
Because my name actually is, like, equivalent to Joe and Bob and, like, in the Indian people, I guess.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know.
Either way, it's just a personal thing for me. Like, I hate, like, fucking people's names up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, there's this dude that Britt knows. His name's Gabe.
Gabe, okay.
Yeah, I kept calling him George.
What?
And he didn't correct me. And
how'd you get those two mixed up?
I don't know. G. And I felt like such an asshole. I was like, fuck.
And he didn't correct you?
No, he didn't correct me.
Did he not care? Or?
I don't think he heard me. Or I was like, have a good day, George. You know?
Maybe you thought he was joking or something.
Yeah, I'm horrible with names. And it's something I've been trying to get better with.
That's actually what I was just discussing with my brother. Because we're opening up another shop. I was like, try to learn your regulars' names that come in. It, yeah, makes a huge difference. Like, if you learn, like, hey, what's going on, Mike? Hey, what's going on? You know, like, they'll like that. They'll be like, oh, you know, this guy, he's talking to me personally, like, you know, like a friend. And they'll, you know, come back in because, you know, these corporate businesses and stuff, they don't give a shit about you, like a Bottle King or whatever. Like, yeah. You know, they're just going to, you're just a number to them, a customer. But I try to build, like, a little personal relationship. It helps.
Yeah.
Cat really wants attention today.
Yes, he does.
Felix.
I know. Your happy people are over, buddy. I get it. I'm happy when we have company, too.
Does he always get really, like, happy when yeah, you have company?
He has to be the center of attention. That's just the way he is.
That's like my dog, too. Whenever someone comes, he has to meet him.
Yeah, but that's, like, expected of a, yeah, dog. Like, yeah. Cats are supposed to be, like, assholes.
That is true. Cats usually keep to themselves.
He does this when I work, like if I'm on the phone, uh-huh, like, you know, because we've been working from home and shit. I'm on the computer, you know, I have my video camera up because I'm in a meeting. He'll like jump in, walk right across. It's just what he does.
They just want attention.
Nah.
It's like, you got enough attention.
Like, you need to chill. You got another like hour and a half before you can eat.
Yeah, but I'm on a time schedule probably, right?
Yeah, always.
That's like my dog. When it's time for him to eat dinner, he starts like pacing back and forth and, mm-hmm, like 30 minutes prior. I'm like, bro, wait. It's like they have like a timer in their head or something.
He knows I'll budge though. If he harasses me enough, I'll feed him early.
Uh-huh.
So he's trying to see what he can get away with. And there's an extra body in the room. So like it's worse when Britt and I are both working from home. She goes in the office 2 days a week.
Uh-huh.
When I'm home, he doesn't bother me as much. Like he'll bother me. But when Britt's home, he'll bother her, and then he'll bother me because his chance is double of getting fed early. Now, yeah, that there's three people here, he's being a little asshole.
Because he could get away with it.
Yeah, that's right.
He wants all the attention.
Yeah, that's right. You good boy. He's going to get out of the way.
I don't even know. What's like the age life? Like the life for a cat? Like 20, right?
I have no idea. No idea. To be honest, I'm not.
Eight is pretty young, I would imagine, right? He's eight.
Yeah, he's eight. I've never been a cat person. And like one day my friend's cat had a litter of kittens. He texted me if I wanted a cat. And I said, oh, that'd be cool. But my parents wouldn't approve.
Yeah.
Next thing I know, here's a cardboard box with the cat food and cat litter in it. And I was like, well, shit, I guess I have a cat now.
You've had him for 8 years?
Yeah, I've had him for a long time.
That's the best. I've had my dog since he was a puppy, 8 weeks old.
You have a golden, right?
Yeah, it's a golden retriever. Yeah, everyone's met him besides you.
That's right.
And DJ. DJ never comes out. DJ, I hope you heard that.
DJ listens. He's an active listener to the show, yeah.
Does he really?
Yeah.
Damn. You got to get him on here.
DJ would be a good interview. He's a smart guy. I have to like pry to get information out of him though.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like he doesn't like leak out anything.
No.
Yeah. But I mean, everyone's different, you know?
Yeah. We've all got our quirks, but like, that's what makes the gym such an amazing place to be during the week for me. It's like everybody, like there's personality. Mm-hmm. There you go. Yeah. You like that. He doesn't
Don't bite me.
Yeah. Don't be an asshole.
No, I'm not going to pet you. So, yeah, like I would love for all four of us or like.
Yeah.
How many people we got in the chat? Like six? I mean, that's excessive. But like
there's you, Tyler, DJ, Dan, Matt, and Christian. Six. Yeah, six people.
That would be insane if we got all six people on a podcast, but that would be a lot of work.
I feel like we'd all be talking over each other, though.
That's like the golden rule you don't do in a pot. When one person speaks, everyone else shuts up, and everyone will be just jumping in and you know, trying to roast each other.
I'd like to. The chat's funny sometimes. I have it on Do Not Disturb though when I'm working.
Oh, so do I.
Yeah, I open it up and I see like 200 texts. I'm like, what the fuck happened?
That's because Christian sends like one text at a time. Like the is a like, bro, just send a whole sentence.
Yeah, right. Take your time, type it out.
But yeah, it makes it more. That's another thing. Like we build a little friendship from the gym. Like we all met each other from the gym.
And that's the thing. It's like I feel like I've known you guys for so long, but I don't really know you guys.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
It's fucking awesome though, and. I think it's time we wrap this one up, but Chom, thank you so much for coming, bro.
I appreciate it, man.
It's been amazing. This has been a good episode.
Yeah, it was a good experience. Definitely definitely want Nick on my podcast when I get it rolling.
Do you want to plug your podcast real quick?
Like
the name?
Oh yeah, my podcast is Night Rants. I'm your host, Chom. I don't have like a general topic, anything. It's kind of like Nick's, I just go on about anything. It depends on who I have over. If you have a friend that's really into the gym, we'll talk about the gym. If I have a friend that's into cars, we'll talk about cars, whatever, like a friend that's into, I don't know, space. Like I'll talk about anything that interests me. So, definitely give me a look into, I think, it'll be fun.
Hell yeah. We'll be sure to check that out. And where can we find your podcast? Like, you have a link anywhere?
It's in my Instagram links, Chom underscore ZL1. And for anyone that can't spell Chom, it's SHYAM underscore ZL1.
Chyam.
Yeah, it's spelt Chyam. So that should be easy for you assholes to, look up.
And for everybody listening that wants to check out Chom's podcast or that wants to follow Chom on IG, I'll be sure to put his handle in the episode details below. So thank you, everybody. This has been episode 13 of A Proper Dose with Nick Santora, and we're signing off.